言ったんだよ。Very good simple question, isn't it? You, what is shape?We talked about it. Do not mix up. Again, be clever. I'm talking about book two, therefore I go at the beginning, the things that he mentioned.
The Arif, the one who knows?
Teacher, the one who came back. Do you remember his Ahmadin was sitting down, studying and doing all that stuff? There was no flower when he came back. When the flow of knowledge is there, that's what the Shaykh is. Shaykh here is doing nothing for himself. He didn't even eat the halwa. He doesn't care about anything.
Is the root of the word?
Pardon me?
Where does it come from, the root of the word?
Arabic, isn't it? For old?
Of what? Of words? Shaykh? Yes, Shaykh means great. Shaykh means old. Shaykh means top. Shaykh means
master.
Yeah. All of that is Shaykh.
But it's an Arabic word or Persian? Arabic.
Yes.
Peer.
Arabic.
Persian.
Persian is peer, yes. Yeah. Peer in all different meaning of peer. Means the leader and all that. Yes?
So that no one should give the boy anything. The power of the peers is even greater than this.
Means, look at his influence. Now he's controlling the situation. First of all, there is no he. There is our Sheikh, Rumi, who is teaching us something, right? He's doing the same. The Sheikh in the story is doing the same. He's playing something, and he's somehow directing, conducting the actions in a way that everybody will learn something. It's even more than that. The Shaykh intentionally is making the boy cry. Yes?
It was afternoon prayers. A servant came with a tray in his hand.
Again, this is another khadim, another servant. Yes?
From one like Hatim.
Hatim
man
is generous. Hatam is a fellow who is the symbol of generosity. Therefore, whenever they want to say generous, they say, well, yes?
A man of property and condition. He sent it as a present to the peer, for he knew about him. 400 dinars, and in a corner of the tray, another half dinar in a piece of paper. The servant advanced and did honor to the sheikh and laid the tray before the peerless sheikh. When he uncovered the face of the tray, the people beheld the miracle from him. Immediately, cries of sorrow and lamentation arose from all. O head of the sheikhs and kings, what was this? What secret is this? Once more, what sovereignty is this, O Lord of the Lords of Mystery? He knew not, pardon us. Very deranged were the words that went out from us. We who blindly blandish staffs cannot help breaking lamps. We, like deaf men, without having heard a single thing spoken, are answering idly from our own surmise. We have not taken warning from Moses, who was made shamefaced by disbelief in a kazir.
In your translation, please, here I don't see any warning. This is, we didn't learn a lesson from Moses. Because the story of Moses is written for us to learn a lesson. What is the lesson? There is always a lesson. Now, he started to explain something. Suddenly, these people are enlightened because Shaykh transformed them. Now, suddenly, they realize that they were talking nonsense. Then he said, this is because we are blind, and with our stick, we will break beautiful crystals. These crystals are chandelier, means they are the candle, the stuff to put the candle on.
Candle holders.
Candle holders. Crystal candle holders, he talks about. Why? We remember that he insists for you to understand what is reasoning. Reasoning is istidlal. And istidlal in Arabic means to have a guide. Because that guide will guide you. He is the dalil. Reason in Arab language is the guide. So, he will always use it that, reasoning is that stick. It's very good for a blind, because a blind should work with the stick, but you should do better. Could you do better? No? Say yes?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. First of all, find someone with the eye, put your hand on his shoulder. It's much safer than the stick, because with your stick, you will break a lot of source of lights unknowingly, because you could be careless. Then, you will walk, and inshallah, you will open your eyes. When you open your eyes, you don't need the stick anymore. Means when you are enlightened, you don't need the logic anymore. Before that, of course, you need it. And it's a useful stuff, it's a very important stuff. We'll see that it's the only stuff which was the subject of discourse with God. Remember? All prophets will go to God, God will give them the duties, get out of here, they go and do it. Moses will stop and have a very long, boring conversation with God about his stick. And to story to run, God will ask him, what is that you have in your hand? As if God doesn't know what the stick is. And then Moses will explain the stick. What? You get familiar with the stick. Later you will realize that the stick, when it's not in the hand of the Moses, is that dragon, which will eat all the serpents and lodges. This is the ego, because reasoning comes from ego, doesn't it? Do you remember the beginning of reasoning? It was at the beginning of life, when I, as a bacteria, divided the universe to two parts, me and the rest, and I started to use the logic to manipulate this environment to remain alive. That's what it is. So logic and reasoning, which was a very fantastic label, belongs to animals. They are more logical. None of them will do illogical stuff that we do. So if it comes to logic, they are the best. If it comes to the animal senses, they are better. We are talking about the different senses we have, they don't, which is the universe of dream, imagination, and non-existence. This non-existence is the subject of the last book. It's the most difficult stuff to explain even logically. From all of that, the opening is here. The opening is what? He's talking about what? About realization, to know that that logical stuff is silly. That rule needs the exception. Yes?
Notwithstanding, an eye that sped aloft, and the light of his eye was piercing heaven. O Moses, through foolishness, the eye of a mill mouse has fanatically set itself against thine eye. The sheikh said, I forgive all that talk and palaver. It's lawful to you. The secret of this was...
Before the secret.
Yeah.
Now he did something here which was amazing. He said that Moses, who could see everything, who could see here and there, over there, he was silly like a mouse. Because Moses and mouse, they rhyme in that language, Musa and Mush. Moshe. Good. And for him, the worst Moshe, the worst mouse, is the mouse in the main food-producing factory. That's what it is. They wait, they implant, they go, they water, all of that. At the end, they want these weeds to become powder to cook the bread. So it's bread making. And that's a very special place for them. We will hear a lot about it, because in their time, that's the only source of feeding yourself. Over there, the worst thing, the main enemy of the human agriculture, is the mouse. Because storage, when they store the whatever they make, the grains, the mouse is there. So that's silly mouse and the Moses, for them is like that. He will put them together to say, yes, silliness will turn the Moses to that stupid mouse. Suddenly, let go of all that. We come back to our Sheikh, and Sheikh said, I forgive you from all of that. Just, pardon me?
Yes, translated
Tarasov
as fanatic.
Oh, yes, if you want to translate, the word is fanaticism. Fanaticism is what will blind the eye of the Moses. Now the secret of what happened, yes?
The secret of this was that I besought God. Consequently, he showed me the right way and said, though...
Now suddenly, we didn't hear about this before. It was good to hear before, but he didn't mention it. Suddenly now he will say, Sheikh said, the secret is that I consulted with God to show me the way. He didn't say, Sheikh consulted and did this. Here he will say, just like he used Prophet said. Here the Sheikh will say, I consulted with God for the correct way. Means, this is the correct way. Put it down, highlight it, and learn it. What?
And said, though that dinar is little, yet it is dependent on the boy's outcry. Until the halwa-selling boy weeps, the sea of mercy is not aroused. O brother, the child is the child of your eye. Know surely that your desire is dependent on distress. If you wish that robe of honor should come, then make the child of your eye weep over your body.
First of all, it's not body. It's difficult to say, because this is body without the life, the cadaver. Jasad is cadaver, it's not body. Because without anything, that body is cadaver to us. It should come to life. How? Is that how? The movement of the ocean of mercy depends on the crying of that boy. Of course, to you, who are you? The merchant, remember? The parrot and the merchant, remember, you are the merchant. To the merchant, the money of that boy is not that much. So for you, the outcome of the cry of the heart doesn't look big.